All right, welcome back now. 11 minutes past 2. My name is Constance. Let's talk about calling your spouse by their name. And I'm simply asking, is it wrong to call your spouse by their name? Yeah? And do you get offended when a stranger calls you by a pet name? Yeah, it feels really weird for me though. For some of the guys who like to call every lady dear, they don't like it. Because I've heard some people say that, but ladies like it. Yeah, don't go about calling every woman you see dear. It doesn't make you a nice person. Okay. So that's the conversation for now. And then, I mean, when asking, why do we use pet names in relationships? Why? A name is a person's identity. A name is how you know a person. How, for some people, their name is, is a respect that you call them that name. They will take out time to teach you how to pronounce that name in case you don't know how to pronounce it. And then they will even tell you the meaning of the name so that next time you will not make the mistake of calling them something else. Eh? So that you will address them properly pronouncing the name. Because they feel that this name is special. It's not something you can Google and find. No. It's a very special name. Some people really take offense when you call them by another person's name. Like, I've heard people call me Comfort. Confidence. And I'm like, what's happening? Who is Comfort here? That am I looking like a Comfort to you? Don't mind me. Oh, I've heard people call me Constant. Yeah. And then I end up telling them it's not Constant. It's Constance. I like to do that. Anyway, my name is not hard to pronounce. So there are other people who go through that problem. Yeah. So some people, you know, this whole using of a pet's name to address your spouse or someone you're in love with. Some people take special offense when it's coming from someone else. Now, I started the conversation with how people meet, you know, the analogy that a man and a woman or a guy and a lady meet for the first time, and what they're interested in at that point in time is their names. They want to know each other's name. What is your name? May I know your name? Hi, I'm Michael, and you are? Oh, hello, my name is Itoro. What's your name? May I know your name? I am Shegun. What's your name? I am Azizat. What do they call you? They want to know your name. And then some people go as far as when you've told them, my name is Gloria, they say, what's your native name now? You don't have a native name. And you would expect that after they have known the native name as Itoro, that they will keep calling the person Itoro even after they are married. No, they will not. In fact, before the marriage happens, right, when they want to introduce this person to everyone who is important to them, their family members, their friends, everyone who is important to them, they introduce the person with their name. The girl I want to marry, her name is. The man that wants to marry me, his name is. No, I don't think anybody goes to introduce their fiance and they say, Mommy, meet my soon-to-be wife. She's sweetheart. Or meet darling. Or meet honey. Or mommy. So, that's the girl. Meet her. She is love of my life. Now, I don't think anybody does that. You tell them her name. And no lady goes to her parents or the people around her to introduce the man she wants to marry as my king. You don't do that. You tell them the person's name, because it's important that everybody knows this person's name. But then, sometimes, even within that period when they're still courting and still planning to get married, when they are together, they don't call each other by their names anymore. These are the same people, though, that were almost hustling to get the other person's name. Even some guys. Yeah, if the lady refuses to give her name, he would try everything just to know her name. I've heard some people say, hey, what's that your name again? Oh, God, I've not told you my name before, be careful. So they want to know your name. But then when it now gets to that, the relationship has gotten serious. It's no longer Ngozi. You're no longer Brimo. Why the name Brimo came to my mind? I don't know. You're now every other pet name they can think of. All right, because some people, they don't do the sweethearts or the sugar names. They just have, okay, you know what? I'll be calling you my precious. So I can just call you Presh. All right? But her name is not precious. He's not going to tell his parents that her name is precious. No, he will tell them her name is Itoro Gloria, because that's her name. But between them, he calls her precious. Because she's precious to him. And then if for any reason he decides to call her Gloria, it might sound odd to her. Off, even. Like, what happened? Some girls might even break down and start crying. What happened? He called me by my name. He calls me Presh. I don't know. And now he's calling you Gloria. All right. So recently, anyway, I heard a man talk about... That was how this topic came, right? So I heard a man say something. Excuse me. Say that he called his wife by her name recently. And he was saying it in such a way that it was such a strange thing. Almost like it was such a bad thing that he called her by her name. Like, I can't imagine calling my wife by her name. And I'm trying to understand. Is it that you called her names? Or you called her... Said, no, her name. I don't call her by her name. I was angry. I needed to say something, so I called her by her name. Oh, okay. All right. So I was wondering, what is wrong with calling her by her name? Because does her name, is her name attached with, I don't know, disrespect? Like, when you call her name, it means you're disrespecting her. When you call her by her name, it means she no longer means what she has always meant to you. All right, so let's get back to the questions, because I would like to hear from you. Is it wrong to call your spouse by their name? And for you, do you take offense when a stranger calls you a pet's name? And lastly, do you take offense? That is, if you... That's not the last one. What name do you call your spouse or your lover? And depending, if it's a pet name, do you take offense? Will you take offense if this person calls you by your name? 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Get on Facebook, get on Instagram, get on Twitter. Let's hear from you. And tell your brothers and sisters in the abroad that we are online. So help them, all right? Let them tune in. www.nigeriainfo.fm. Get on the website and you can join the conversation as well. All right, let's hear from you. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello, Kastan.
Hi, you're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Remy.
Remy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Thank you. Actually, I am married for years, decade plus now.
Ooh.
And I do call my wife by her name.
What's her name? Is it Ego Bundu?
Actually, when we started courting, I asked her, what's your name? She said it's Ngozi.
Aww.
Then I asked her, what should I call you? She said, NG is okay.
Okay.
You know, short form of Ngozi. So I started calling her Ngozi. Ngozi and NG is the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So right from there till now, that's what I've been calling her. And because my own is Remy, she shortened it to Emmy.
Okay.
So I will call her. I call her Angie. She calls me Emmy. So, and if by peradventure she calls me my name fully, that's my name. I think the best name you can call me is my name. Yeah. So sometimes we make a joke of it. Some people, when we go occasion, we're close to other Coco and they say, oh, daddy, I'll just tell my wife, you don't know him, papa. This woman don't know him, papa. I will call her a fruitless, somebody, husband, daddy, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we just laugh over it. But I don't have an issue with it.
Okay.
But for me, calling me, surprisingly, she calls me maybe name outside my Amy. She used to call me, for example, she said, honey.
Mm.
Honestly, I'll be surprised. I said, what's the problem? Any problem? Have I done anything wrong? You know, that kind of thing.
Interesting.
For some people, maybe the problem, but for me, I think the best name you can call me is my name. That's it.
All right. So what if, have you ever been in a situation where a stranger called you a pet name?
I don't, like the Amy?
No, maybe sweetheart or love. Remy love.
I'll be like, okay, what do you want? Sometimes they know this now, DRS. Oh, dear, how are you?
Yeah.
I said, I'm okay. But you should define it. What do you mean by dear?
Because I was going to ask you the is what? Yeah, you know, this big question mark beside it. Okay, what do you want? All right, thank you for calling, Remy.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so keep those calls coming. I'll take them. Just take a pause, all right? Let's go on a commercial break. And when I return, you tell me, is it wrong to call your spouse by their name? And if your spouse calls you something else, will you be offended? La, 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 la. You're welcome back. 27 minutes past 2. It is the Sunny Side. My name is Constance. Why do we use pet names in a relationship? Why? 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 Okay. So I'm asking you to tell me, is it wrong to call your spouse by their name? And what name do you call your spouse? And what name does your spouse call you? Do they call you by your name? Does your spouse call you by your name? And do you call your spouse by his or her name? If yes, would you... Okay. Do you feel offended when somebody you don't know calls you a pet name? You're just meeting this person and this person goes, my love. I don't know why some guys do that a lot when they see ladies. You don't know me from anywhere. Oh, I'm good looking. Yeah, I know. Thank you. Well, can you try and not call me my love? I am not your love. Oh, my sweet angel. It's annoying. All right, 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And then I'm taking messages on WhatsApp, so keep them coming. 0809-030-6416. Ooh, are we back to this? No, we're not. Please call back if you can. Thank you. Hello.
Good morning.
Yep.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. All right, welcome.
For my own name, call me by my name. So when my mother, my father gave birth to me, he called me Ita. So he called me by my name. So I don't attach any name with my name.
Ida, are you in a relationship?
Yeah?
Are you married?
That's a good one.
What did you say?
I had a very good relationship.
Very good relationship.
Very good one.
Okay.
I cannot change my name.
Oh. So what do you call her? Do you call... Oh, come on. Why are you running? Calm down. We're talking love here. Yeah, yeah. You people should learn how to be Roma. Be calming down. When you call in, you are discussing pet's name. Like, the conversation is about love. Right? Don't be sharp. Don't attach anything to my name. My name. Hey, are we dragging your name? Be calming down. All right? So when you call in... Relax and talk to me. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio set. Bless you too. Turn off your radio set, please. What's your name?
Okay, I have Victor calling from Omagua.
All right, Victor. Victor, are you in a relationship?
I'm in a relationship with my sister, but condition of night, we don't supposed to be talking about love because... Now, when there is money, we talk about love.
Money.
When there is money, we talk about love.
Now, so people that are married, what will they do?
Be parents.
Eh? People that are married, what will they do? They should throw away whoever they married because there is no money. You see, these unromantic human beings. He has run away. Please, if you're not romantic, don't call me. Yeah, please. This conversation is not for you people. If you're going to call me, take your time and relax. Let's have a conversation. Okay? If you're talking money, don't call me. We're not talking money. We're talking pet name. All right, please call back if you can. Turn off your radio set. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay. You're welcome. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Debbie.
Did you say your name is Baby?
I'm for the first time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. Could you tell me your name again? It sounded like Baby. I can't hear you.
By that name.
Oh, God. Oh, interesting.
My second is today.
Okay.
Hello.
So I'm asking, what did you say your name is?
I'm Debbie.
Debbie.
Yes, please.
Okay, Debbie. Debbie, are you in a relationship?
I'm married.
You're married. Yeah, you're in a relationship. Yeah. Marriage relationship. Yes. That's beautiful. So, what do you call your spouse?
I call him Honey, and he calls me Honey.
Oh, you guys are honeying at home. So, would you pick offense if he called you Debbie?
No, I don't. But he does that sometimes. And I know I've done something.
So, your name is associated... with Basbos.
Yes.
Ah, Jehovah. So have you ever called him by his name?
No, I don't take offense when he calls me by my name.
No, I understand. You already made that clear. But I'm asking if you've ever had cause to call him by his name.
Sure.
Is it also for a Basbos kind of reason?
Circumstances
like...
Okay, probably I'm talking to an uncle or an aunt.
Okay.
So I have to use his name in that instance. But when we are referring to each other, we refer to ourselves with our first name.
Okay, back to my question. Have you had cause to call him by his name?
Okay, I don't. I've never had, no matter what... I'm not the type that gets angry easily. So no matter what he does, I still call him by his name. I've never called him by his name.
All right. So has anyone who you don't know, a stranger, called you a pet name?
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
Yes. It depends on who is calling me. And I want to know why. If it's a female, I won't be quick to ask them why. I'll just be patient to know why this person is using a pet name for me.
Okay.
But if it's a male, I will insist on knowing why. Because I don't know you. Why should you call me a pet name?
That means you take offense when a stranger calls you a pet name. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. So from what Debbie said, right, it seems, I think for her, right, and I'm sure some other people feel the same way, that it's only when I'm angry, it's anger that would spur me or move me to call my spouse by his name. It means he has done something wrong or she has done something wrong. How about when this person has really done something nice and then you call the person by the name? Debbie, Debbie. After you, now you. This kind of food, eh? Debbie Bebe. Debbie Honim. All right. I don't know how many people who do what I just did. I'm sure the people like that guy that say, morning, morning. We do Debbie Bebe. Hello.
Hello, Constance. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is D.O.B. Thank you for a good topic you brought in here. Can I say my own view?
So, we're listening.
All right. Yeah. It may look very simple. This topic you brought in here is a good one. And I want to tell you this. Names has symbolism. Also, has spirit that follows it. It's very, very important.
Right.
When you enter a relationship with somebody, either as a friend or as a colleague or as the name you call is very, very important. It has a way of affecting your relationship. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
That is why the first instruction given to man when man was created, apart from Adam and where God named, is to name the things God has created. Mm. Whatever name Adam called that thing, animal, whatever, become. I want to say is this. The names are very, very important. That's why God changed some people's names in the Bible. Abraham to Abraham, Sarah to Sarai. Jabez was even changed name. But the mother bear him in Spirit. People of God changed his name. So be careful the name you call. And I discovered that those that call their wife or husband pet name like honey, sweetie, they hardly quarrel in your relationship. So the
really?
Name you give yourself or you give to others, don't bear evil name, because it has the way of affecting you spiritually and physically. Because it's important to know that every name backs you up spiritually. It doesn't matter, try it. It's the foundation you must try to keep in relationship. And whatever you call your spouse, honey, continue in that foundation. Don't change. Pass the change.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. John Francis from Port Harcourt says, there is nothing wrong for you to call your spouse by her name. All right, John Francis. Thank you. Good afternoon, Constance. I'm Kel J. Madubiki. Hi, Kel J. Pet names started from the Bible. When God called David a man after his heart. Coming to spouse, especially the women, they are more romantic than the men. In most cases, they are the first to give pet names before the man will maybe come up with one. Although sometimes they use the pet names anytime they want to get favor from the men or they want to cheat the man. Any day she comes to me by my name or Pape Buka instead of that sweet pet name she gave to me, I won't be angry. I'll know that something is wrong. I call my partner my jewel. Ooh, okay, okay. Well, let me see. Good afternoon, Constance. I think we call our spouse pet names over time when we tend to naturally manipulate those toward a certain outcome. Now, take for example, if women in some homes really want something from their hobbies, how do you think they present themselves? Actually, they would switch over to pet names, of which most men have known it is one of the means their wives get some things from them quickly. But I see some people switch to their real names, especially when they are expressing their anger towards their spouse. So it depends most on the atmosphere or mood of the person. Thanks. Joe from Rumolumeni. All right, Joe from Rumolumeni. Thank you. 0700923-0923. Pet names. I've heard, I think it's the comedians. One comedian who said when you call your spouse sweet names like sugar, honey, what other name? I can't remember. Candy, you know, those kind of names that they will have jedi or diabetes. Don't mind them. Funny enough, I have a friend whose name is Darling and her surname is Fineface. Oh, she's Darling Fineface. Are you joking? Because I'm just wondering. Darling Fineface. Okay, just naturally, sounds like everyone is calling her a pet name. Darling, fine face. I just want to assume she also has a fine face. She calls me precious or boy. I call her treasure or girl. Calling your spouse by his or her biological name is not romantic enough. Daddy, Henry. Yeah, it's because your name is Daddy. They call you Daddy, it will not be sounding nice now. That's why. Don't mind me. There are people who actually, the pet name they call their spouse, the male, is Daddy. That's what they call him. Hello? Are you there?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Ogechi from Aba.
All right. Welcome, Ogechi. Go on.
You know, when I see people talk about men, I just laugh because maybe before we grow up, maybe your real name might be lost first because the nickname might take over your name.
Abi.
For example, like the area I reside, not few people know my real name. They just know what they used to call me, what they refer me as.
Oh, wow.
You understand? So when someone calls me my name, it is... Guys, it touched my heart. I was trying to check, where do I know you? Those kind of things. So my name does not easily come. So when someone calls me by my name, that person is deserves respect. Something like that.
So if your spouse calls you by your name, you will like it?
Yes.
Wow.
Because my name is being lost to some extent because I don't hear my name being called. I'm not called by my name. I hope you understand me.
Yeah, so, I understand.
So some extent, they used to give me concern that nobody even know me and that calls me my name. Even my closer relations, they normally call me with what everybody knows me as. You know this kind of person?
Yeah.
So nobody bothers to call you that your own name.
All right. Thank you for calling. Yeah. All right. So he is yearning for someone that would call him by his name. Oh, Nana, what's your name? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
This is spokesman of Ike, Dakuku from Apokike.
Dakuku, who made you spokesman? I said, what's your name? You are telling me spokesman of Ike.
Yes, this was the time to give you an entry that
happened. Oh, Jehovah. Oh, yeah, sorry, sir. Dakuku, wait, we are talking love. We are not doing that, calm down. Dakuku, are you in a relationship at all? Are you in a relationship?
Hello?
Did you hear me?
No, I don't do that.
You sound like somebody that is not... The way you talk. No. You cannot have a woman in your life and be talking like that. My name is Dakuku from my... Okay, child, I'm the spokesperson from my... Dakuku, go and find a woman first so that she will help you to calm down. The way you are talking, Jehovah, it's giving me concern. So Dakuku, when you eventually decide to find woman, that is if you will agree to go and look for woman and find woman, will you want her to call you Dakuku from Okpokeche?
Okay. When I decided she will not call me the cuckoo at home, she said, Nana, you will be able to be using for me so that whenever I'm annoyed, when she mentioned that name, my mind will be coming down. I'll be able to calm down. I'm getting my right.
I am getting you.
That's a special name for the two couples. Like I. What one wonder is most of them who doesn't mention when they're born, they will be calling Mama Malachi or Pa Malachi. It's one who's me. So you have been very related. And the machine that when you have a child, I'm just 2 years away, you'll be calling for Pa Malachi. That is not a good name for that man or that woman, anybody who is doing it. You can call my sweetheart or my darling. That's a very sweet name.
But seriously, he made a valid point. It's just like sometimes when people see me and then they go, Mama Light. I'm like, what? I have a name. What's that? Please call me by my name. What's all this? My name is... Well, thank God it's not coming from, you know. And I also wonder, especially when they are, it's a young couple. You know, baby just arrived. Baby is not even up to 1 year old. And then all of a sudden, someone has turned to Mama. Hey. Mama Chi Boy. And Papa Chi Boy. Like, what happened? It's like something went wrong somewhere. Especially in the brain. You people should find out. You need to sit down and have a conversation, really. Before you have that child, right? Both of you. You know those kind of conversations they talk about couples having before you get married. You should also have the conversation before the baby arrives. All right? So when we now have this child, should I start calling you Mama? Like Dennis that is on maternity leave, and then all of a sudden she's no longer Didi or whatever sweet name that Mr. Wallo calls her. She's now Mama Heaven. And then she will call him Papa Heaven. Oh, please, come on. Come on, people. Let me see. Different strokes for different folks. If what you and your spouse are comfortable with and used to, don't let anyone else pressure you. Okay? I call my other half by different pet names, including a short form of his first name, and he calls me different pet names, including a short form of my first name. If we call each other by our full government names, there's probably an issue. Government names. Anonymous. All right, let's see. Comrade Ngi Dennis says, good afternoon, Constance. Well, for me, I find it very, very difficult calling my wife by her name. I call my wife my world. It was born out of the fact that she means everything on earth to me. Like, I am so comfortable in her world of love and everything. My wife calls me Nda, which means my own. Is it Nda or Nda? I think it's Nda. Definitely, I will be surprised if my wife calls me by my name. Oh, no, I won't be surprised if a stranger calls me by a pet name. Thank you. Your fellow man, nah. You don't know him. Now calls you my world. Think about it, Mr. Dennis. All right, this one says, my ex used to call me my best. The sweetest is what my wife calls me. She calls me Nkem. Anywhere inside and outside the house, I call her my sweet love. There is nothing wrong calling your spouse his or her real name, but it sounds more romantic and you will feel loved when your spouse calls you those romantic names. It also helps to build understanding because any day we are in the house and she calls me different name, I will certainly know that I have offended her somehow. Michael Newmalt, that's your message. Thank you, Michael. As my partner, you don't need to call me any pet name. Some will call you by your real name when they are sad and call you a pet name when they are happy. Therefore, real name remains the best because it's your name in all situations. Francis Lemmy from Gokana. All right, Francis. Good afternoon, Constance, the sweetheart and angel that doesn't like it from strangers. I have love for... You see, this version of you and your presentation today, I have really enjoyed it. Call me a pet name or my name. It concerns you. But I've seen myself behave like a pet when a pet name is used. Marvelous from Bori. What pet name made you behave? Wait. Were you called Puss Puss? Or were you called What's the name for dogs these days? People actually name dogs very in a very funny way. Somebody will name their dog Henry. Are you okay? Or name their dog even Michael. Why will you call your dog Michael? You don't have any other name you can call your dog. People are calling their dogs by real human names these days. It's annoying. Anyway, this one says, I call my girlfriend Bay. Hello, Constance. Pet names started with the Bible. Sarah called her husband Abraham, my Lord. So there's nothing bad calling your spouse beautiful pet name. However, most boys and girls of nowadays have abused pet names, and they do this in order to extort most of the time, including husbands and wives. Thanks. Ade sent us that message. All right. Hello. Good afternoon.
My name is Clement Constance.
All right, Clement, you're welcome.
Yes, let's start by saying pet name, I think, is a safe landing for most or some couples. Let me say some couples. What did I say safe landing? I was thinking when you were introducing your topic today, you would talk about people that mistakenly call their spouse their ex's name.
That is not the conversation. I'm not here for buzzbuzz. We're talking pet name and Nico.
So, in order to avoid doing that, of course it has happened. In order to avoid doing that, I think that was the origination of baby, honey.
Mm.
So, I mistake. Of course.
So, if I called the previous guys baby, I can continue. Aluta continua. No problem.
Yes. I stand to be corrected because it's a continue. The message you read that my ex used to call me sweetheart or call me my best, something like that.
Yeah.
That same girl will continue to call all the guys
my best
that will come. Exactly. So if it's safe for me, I think it's a safe landing to avoid that mistake of. So it continues. I stand to be corrected because I have been around. I have been around couples. I have been around friends. I have been around those who have separated in relationships. And the same pet name that was given to the previous one continues in the new relationship. So for me, I think it's a safe landing.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Wow. This is an eye opener. In case so. Then I start calling you one name. Go and do investigation. It's nothing special. It's the name for everybody. So far, you have found a corner in their heart. They have found room. And they put you inside one room, inside there. It's the same name. Wow. Never really imagined that. Let me see. God First, one quote. On Facebook says, some couples prefer calling themselves by their names due to what some women do. Whenever they are angry at their husbands, they resort to calling them by their names. And so that you will hear words. Because you have been doing since. All this honey, it's not entering. Let's call you by your name. God first. Wonko. Keme Francis says, there's nothing wrong at all. All right. Michael Okere says, Constance, Sarah called Abraham my Lord. So it's wrong. Okay. It's either you call your spouse a romantic, appealing name or a spiritual name. Spiritual name. So is daddy and mommy romantic or spiritual? I want to know where that one falls. The romantic or the spiritual? Daddy, mommy, mama. Usually when we say mama, we add in kechi. But it could be mama Itoro, mama Boma, Papa Boma, Mama Baby. Even some people call Mama Baby and Papa Baby. Some people have some people give birth to their babies, right? People come for naming ceremony and everybody hears that the baby's name is Rita. But for whatever reason, the parents do not call the baby Rita. They call the baby Baby. I don't know why people do that. The baby is now baby. Is the baby a toy? Baby. And then the couple will now start calling each other Mama Baby and Papa Baby. Young couple, oh, you see them looking fresh and fine. And then it's Mama Baby and Papa Baby. Jehovah. Robert Amadi on Facebook says, it's wrong. Get your partner a sweet pet name. It tells a lot. And I won't pick offense. Should a stranger call me a pet name, I would appreciate it. All right. Uche Bariako, have I not seen your message before now? You say it's morally right to call our partners by their names, but romantically wrong to call our partners by their names, because there's this special feeling in giving our partners pet names. I used to call someone my diamond. Shout, but thank you. Why are you running? Why are you running? Uche. I can't take any more calls, please. I have commercials coming up in a bit. All right. And after the commercials, I'll read a few more messages. The messages are plenty. I can't read everything. All right. So I'm going to try as much as possible. Do stay tuned and I'll be right back.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
So before we say goodbye, there's a song I'm eyeing. I want to play that song. It's a very sweet song. So let me quickly read your messages, all right? So this person, your name is UC. UC says, good afternoon. I and my hubby call sweethearts to each other. But each time he offends me, I call him by his name, thank God. And he will know he has done something wrong. But no matter how I offend him, he maintains the sweetheart he calls. I wouldn't like my love calling me by name. Besides, there's this my colleague that calls me my beloved. And I'm always uncomfortable with that. So one of the days, I approached him to stop it. Yeah. Brother colleague, why are you calling somebody's wife my beloved? Yeah, that reminds me. Somebody said, get your spouse a pet name or a spiritual name. Perhaps my beloved is one of the spiritual names. But please, find your square roots. Eh? The person is just your colleague. The person is just someone you admire, someone you like, right? There's no relationship, no romantic relationship. So you might not even know if this person is married or not, but so far there is no relationship. Roma, please don't go calling somebody because she's fine or he's looking good. Mr. Handsome, my darling, my beloved, my heart. Yeah. Oh, find your square roots. Find your pet name is part of the relationship game. It increases the relationship flame. I call my girlfriend Sunshine and she calls me babe. Yeah? 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 Victor from Eleme. It's only an ancestor that calls their spouse by name. Just imagine your husband calling you a big girl. Now, wow. George. George, is there an Abigail around you? My name is Choma. I call my husband Dieri, and he calls me same even when there is an argument, and I can't remember calling him by his name. Interesting. Mine is really funny. I call my girlfriend my sweet coconut head because I was attached to her. I was attached to her head and her face. Your name is John. Dear John. How can you call your girlfriend coconut head? Dear John, I have to go, please. Thank you for being a part of the conversation today on the show. If I didn't read your message on Facebook, don't worry. Don't worry. The Lord has seen your message. You should understand. All right, we have the news. Rivers Today coming up at 3 p.m. And after that, we will have Hard Facts with Dayo. Follow us on social media, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH on Twitter, and Nigeria Info FM _PH on Instagram. www.nigeriainfo.fm. That's our website. I, Constance Mega, on Twitter, and Constance Mega on Instagram and LinkedIn. Someone says, I've witnessed where somebody called somebody's wife my creamy. Yeah! I gotta go. See ya tomorrow.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria Info.